How you feeling? John Scores, good morning.
Well, he just made it too, Kev. Good morning.
That's right. You're on the tail end there, weren't you?
I was, yeah. Look, good morning to you. Good morning to everyone. Beautiful day down here at Maroolia, Kev. It was a little bit cool overnight. I got here last night after Kembla, but it's going to be a magic day. Expected in the mid-20s.
Beautiful.
Look, the track's been playing well. A couple of recent meetings here at Maroolia, and it's great to be back down here. Good seven-race card, and I think we can get a couple of winners too, mate.
Well, that's what we like to hear, John. Thank you. We have a good four. We have the rail out three from the 1,000 to the 350, then the cutaway in the first. Is due at 12:55 today on a seven-race program. It's a maiden, and in terms of scratchings in the first, we have none, so it's a full field. Nine Trapper Tom's the fave. Look, there's no money in this race as yet. It's just figures as they are. 380 Trapper Tom, 10 Girly Want 390, 3 Fast Talking at 480, 6 Opera Tickets at 5, and 11s are making at 650, John.
Yeah, I made it 11, 9, 3 and 10. I'll give her the tick today, Zama King. She was pretty good first up. I know she's failed a couple of times, but I think she's a mare that's needed a little bit of time. And I like the gate for her. Jess Taylor rode her last time here behind Just the Hustler. I think the distance will suit her, and she's got a pretty good chance here. I'll go with her. Look, give him a great chance, Trapper Tom. He's got to get the mile, but he's got the right gait, and his last two runs have put the riding on the wall. So I think he's going to be right there all the way. Three Fast Talking. Graham Brown got the team flying, put everyone out of the quadrilla yesterday at Kembla Grange with Las Vegas. But this was a good run at Wyong last time, third up. So another nice gate for it. It should run well again. And 10 Girl You Want, this hasn't fired yet, but its runs have been in harder grade. And I just thought it might have taken a while for the penny to drop with her. And back to a country maiden, she might be a chance. Pretty good contest. There's a few good contests today, and this is certainly one of them. 11, 9, 3, 10.
11, 9, 3, 10 there with Zama King on top. We go to race number two. Comes up at 1:35, 2, 3 and 8 not required here. It's another maiden for Club Naruma, and one against the tide, fixed odds at $3, 6, 1 more tipple at 4, 5 Noble House at 5.50 along with 11 Scary Spice, and then $8 about 12 Ixta.
Yeah, look, I went with the top weight with the blinkers on 1, 5, 6 and 11. Robin Luke Price Quinella for me, but against the tide was pretty good here behind Train the Brave last time. Look, his last couple of runs have been okay. A horse that's always showed a bit of potential and gets the hoods on out of the 1,300 metres. I think today's just about his day. A little stable, mate. You can put the line through the last run. But some of the runs from this have been okay. Place 3 of 12. But third up from the spell, should I say, here. Jess Taylor in the saddle. I think it can go well. One more tipple, definitely. It gives a bit of start away all the time. He'd be suited by the 1,300 metres, and he's knocking on the door. He's been placed 7 of his 14, and he'll get back and finish off. He just needs the tempo to be true for him. And 11, best of the rest, Scary Spice, was okay here, or here over 9:20 last time. 1, 5, 6, 11, Kev.
Okay, 1, 5, 6, 11, John. Race 3, due at 2:15. 12 and 13 have been scratched. The odds on pick is 3, Beach Club. A Danny Williams runner. It's $1.85 on the fixed odds. $6 into $5 is number 8, Stand Your Ground. You've got the one, Endymion, is at $7.50. And money here this morning for 11 Zalago from 11s into $7.50.
Yeah, I made it. So you've got to go with the favourite here. I think it'll be too good, Kev. 3.865 for me. Clearly on top, Beach Club for Danny. It was good run at Goulburn last time. Earlier Melbourne form is really good. So this is the day for her to break her duck. And I think we're probably trying to find the Quinella horse. And I think it stands your ground. I liked its first two runs in really good maidens down at Wagga. And then it was deep all the way when it got to 1,200 behind Miss Geneva. Resuming here, it's certainly the main danger. And I think there's a bit of a gap after that. Kentucky Awards back in trip. And it's widely drawn, but it probably won't worry it. If it gets back and balances up, it could finish off into a place. And 5, Cha-Cha-Choo, not bad at its last couple, is best of the rest. It made it 3, 8, 6, and 5, Kev.
3, 8, 6, and 5 there. Race 3 from John, the 4th. Starts the main leg of the quaddy. It's 5-3 it goes, the 4th. And the scratching's here, 2 and 7. 1, Hay Bales, the favourite, 3.30, along with 4, Twirling Moss, also at 3.30. Joint faves, 5.50, about number 3, Carruthers, And number five, Lord Boulevard. Looks a difficult one, this one.
Yeah, they went head-to-head, these top two last time, and there was nothing between them. He was first up, hay bale. Twirling Moss got the sit off him. I think he can turn it around today. 1-4-3-5 for me. Hay bale has drawn inside Twirling Moss, his main danger. He's got a bit of speed there. Look, he'll be better for that first up run where he just went under, and he's a second up winner in the past. So he's the way to go here. Twirling Moss has been good, loves the track. Will run well again. It's drawn out, but look, I don't think that'll really worry it. I think it's probably better drawn out away from the fence. And if it can get the right run like it did last time, it's obviously going to be right there. Carruthers interests me. It didn't fire at Randwick first up, but it's a horse that's always been a little bit in and out, but has got plenty of potential when he's right. So if the brakes go his way, I wouldn't be shocked to see him right there. And Lord Boulevard, he's fit, he's well drawn, and he's down in weight. He's never far off the mark. 1-4-3-5 in the last leg of the early and the first leg of the main. So we want to be on the mark.
Okay, thank you. We go to race five. 2010, the trip here, and scratchings, there are none. And this race comes along at 3:30. One Tudor Prince at 4:40, equal favourite with Four Clergymen this morning. Brendan Ward on board there, 5:50 into 4:40. Third fave Arlington Magic at 4:60. Six Paruli at 7:50. Three Confidential at 8. One at longer odds been spec today. Number two Romance Can Cost at 26 into 19.
Yeah, good race this, Kev. If you're playing the quaddy, I'd have the whole four of these, and I wouldn't be shocked if either any of them won. 11-6-1-4. Going to go with Kerry Parker's mare here in Arlington Magic. She's a maiden, but in on the minimum, the last two runs have put the riding right on the wall. Sestock run particularly was pretty handy. So I thought from a middle gate, it might just about be her day. I'll go with her. Six Paruli. This has been racing in terrific form. The gate's a bit of a worry for her, but she ran into Willie Whitesoft last time. Just you want the right run. Now, Shawnee Gomer is in good form, but the gate is a bit of a concern. Her form is not. She's racing right at her peak. Then you've got the top weight, Tudor Prince. He's up in weight. He's out for a trip that he hasn't been to, but he's racing so well and he likes the track. You've got to include him. And Four Clergymen, I got fourth in the tips, and its last run at Rose Hill was good. It gets out for the trip for the first time, but the way it's been racing, it'll certainly run it. So, good contest. Whoever gets the brakes will take it out. 11-6-1-4 for me, Kev.
11-6-1-4. Okay, John, we go to race six. Stuart, 4:05. South Coast Clubs Cup handicap worth $25,000. 2 and 3 won't be taking part, though. Our fixed odds fave is number 7, Garros. Now, it's at $3.30. You've got 6, Bart, at 5. 9's into 6.50, money about number 1, Charlie Royale, and 13, Cuban Bell at 9.50.
Yeah, I made it 7, 6, 13, and 5. I've got to go Garros first up. Greg Stevens done a massive job with him last preparation. Got him off Fern Baker. Never stopped winning races with him, and he had a few excuses the times he went under. His fresh form's good. His form on the track is good and around the trip. And you get Sean Geimer replacing Chad Lever. Chad was stood down yesterday with a sore hip. But as I mentioned earlier, Shawnee riding well. Just sets up beautifully for him. I'll go his way. Bart first up. He likes the track. He's good, fresh. I like the gate for him to boot. He's got a nice run from that 14:25. So he can just take his time and put himself up on top of the speed. And he should be right there all the way. Look, down the bottom, I thought this might have a bit of a chance here. Cuban Bell from the good gate. She's drawn to get a couple of favours. Form here is good, and particularly around this type of trip. And down on the minimum, she can run a good race with the right brakes. And 5, got to go in there somewhere. Fastnet Cyclone. He's also raced well a couple of times. Well, he's only missed a place once first up. Generally speaking, he prefers a bit of giving the ground, but it plays a bit that way, Maria. It's a good sandy base track, so if they like a bit of giving the ground, even on a good track, it can help them. So, look, good contest, but pretty keen on the fave. 7, 6, 13, and 5, Kev.
7, 6, 13, 5 from John, and the last race of 7 is due at 4:40. 4 scratchings, 1, 2, 3, and 11. 8 All Tiara is now the fave at $3.20, but easing out this morning. Number 4, Fushka. How do you say it, John?
Fushka.
It's at $4 and $5.50 about number 7, Serious Doubts. Then you go 14 into 10 about number 7, Motime.
Yeah, look, I thought she was the best bet of the day here. All Tiara. She's a pretty handy mare for mine. Ate a special 4, 12, and 7. Been with her a fair few times. She was beaten in a maiden here, before she won her maiden at Nowra, and her run was outstanding that day. She was placed here 2 back behind Velvet Aeroplane when she resumed, and the run at Goulburn probably just didn't suit her the way it played that day from back. But the big field, the 1400, it all comes into play beautifully for her. And I think 320, she was into about 290 this morning, Kevin. A big field that's short enough, but around the $3 or more, I think we're going to load up on her, and I'll make her the best bet of the day. Look, good respect for Fusca, though. He had to turn around a bit. I think that first up run on the soft took a bit out of her, and he got her back to business, Joe Ible, last time at Bathurst. So she's a pretty nice mare. I don't know where she'll be from the gate, but Sean will give her every chance. And as I mentioned earlier, you get a nice run. So if the speed's on, she won't be far off them. 12, definitely in for the exotic Susanna. She was good last time at a good price, and she's just such a consistent girl. And again, just wants a little bit to go away from the gate. And 7, Serious Doubts is fit and in good form, and it'll probably roll forward. But if this gets even luck and a bit of fresh air in the straight all Tiara, it'll mow them down. 8 a special, 4, 12, and 7, Kev.
8, 4, 12, 7 on the last, the 8's the good thing of the day. Anything else worth a mention, John?
Look, I think the toppy will be hard to beat in race 2 or against the tide with the blinkers on, and I thought Garros represented good value as well. So
okay.
Nice little mouldy there, but if you're winning, rip into all TR, and if you're losing, dig in and get out on it.
Spoken like a true punter. Nicely done. I know you follow the jockey challenge, of course. You've got Sean Geimer today at 350, Jess Taylor 420, 650 about Adrian Late, Brock Ryan. Any thoughts there?
Look, Sean's got a really good book, particularly picking up the ride on Garros in the Cup. Jess Taylor's got nice rides as well. They'll run 1-2, Kev, but probably okay. Pressed Sean Geimer.
Lovely.
And if you're in West Australia, you can take the Quinella, and I think it's $6 on Tab Touch.
Jeez, you're well researched, eh?
You've got to be in this day and age, Kev.
Yes, of course, you're all over it. You're a dear. Okay, excellent, mate. Thank you for that. Look, Anthony Manton's calling today. He had a great time filling in for you while you were away. He loved it. He's back behind the binoculars today. Trent will give us the move as a 12:25. Anthony Manton, his best at 12:40. Race 1 at 12:55. You can catch us on 98.5 FM. And we'll get your mail through the day. John, have a nice day at Maria.
I will. Thanks very much, Kev.